is up? It's your favorite theory, Al Cintron on the Fan. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. Before I get started, I want to send a happy birthday shout out to my nephew, Elias. Happy birthday. It's officially midnight. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. I'm proud of you, young man. NBA trade deadline. Here we go. We all thought Giannis would be gone by now. Not so fast. But there's a lot of movement in the NBA. No, the Knicks have not done anything yet. But should they? 888-808-1019. Mark Vientos, Brett Beatty. One could be gone for bullpen help. Trinidad Chambliss denied another year of eligibility, but he's going to take it to court February 12th to hear, and we'll get into that. But here we go. NBA trade deadline. Lots of moves already happened. The big name, Anthony Davis to Washington. Yeah, I said it. Washington Wizards acquire Anthony Davis in a blockbuster deal to pair with everybody's favorite villain, Trae Young. That's for next season. Next season. Lonzo Ball traded. He'll also be a free agent. It's going to be released. A buyout. Be interesting to see where he goes. I know some Knicks fans want him on a roster. I think he goes to play with his brother. But let's get to the local team, the New York Knicks, who've won eight. 8 in a row. After a 2-9 stretch when most were panicking, including myself, I'll admit it. I'm not afraid to admit it. Great game at the Garden without Josh Hart, without Deuce McBride again. Despite 39 from Jamal Murray, 30, 14, and 10 from the Joker, who tweaked his ankle early in the game. The Knicks win in double overtime, 134-127. Jalen Brunson, 42 points. Near triple-double, 8 rebounds, 9 assists. Score was tied 119 after the first overtime. And the Knicks take it home in the second overtime in a thriller at Madison Square Garden. Again, 134-127. They've won 8 in a row, and we talked about this stretch. This stretch of games. First test, Denver Nuggets. That's the NBA Finals that I picked before the season, Knicks Nuggets. Next up, Friday night, Detroit, Motown, rematch. Last time the Knicks were in Detroit, they got smacked by 30. Punched in the mouth, did nothing. Kicked in the ass, did nothing. Embarrassed in a playoff rematch with the Detroit Pistons. Well, now there's the rematch and a time and a chance for revenge. For revenge. That's step two. And then Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, I don't really care about the Super Bowl. This game has zero juice. Just none. Super Bowl 60. Nothing. We'll get into that later. Celtics, 12:30 in Beantown. Now, shout out to my boy John up there. I'm truly, truly tempted to make the trip because I don't care about the Super Bowl. I am so tempted to make the trip to Boston. So I'm going to reach out, John, if you can hear me, if you're listening, which you are. Shout out to Frank and Kay Lane. This is the stretch of games we talked about. Everybody's saying, well, the Knicks, you know, they played the Nets, they played the Kings, they played the Blazers. Okay, well, they're on the schedule. And if they'd have lost, you would have complained about that. But they did what they had to do. Their defense has been much better during this eight-game stretch. Granted, beating the Nets by 6,000 points helps the cause. But it is what it is. Beat the Lakers during that stretch as well. Beat the playoff Raptors during that stretch as well. But this is the stretch. Nuggets, Pistons, Celtics, and then hopefully a beatdown of the Pacers. Then you got the Sixers without Prescription P, and then at home on the 19th versus the Pistons and the Rockets at home as well on the 21st. Now, if the Knicks were still drowning, if that 2-9 horrible stretch continued, then I think the Knicks would make a drastic move, a big move. I think the Knicks would move on and try to make something happen to spark this roster. A big move. Well, I don't think a big move's happening now. You know, I panicked and I said, trade for Giannis. After I said, no, let's run it through the season. Should have stuck with my gut. It's funny what trade rumors can do to a team. It's funny what trade rumors could do to players. When you start thinking where you might get traded to. Bridges to Portland. Oh, no. Cat to Milwaukee. No. OG may be out. No. And now the team is playing inspired basketball. Everyone. And also a key piece in all of this. A piece in this season, the next season. Great start. Got hurt. He's back. It makes you wonder, what the hell was Tibbs thinking when he didn't play Shamit at all down the stretch and then when it was too late in the playoffs? Because he's played tremendous basketball in the league minimum. Shout out to Landry Shamit. That guy's been clutch. That guy deserves his flowers. 36 minutes, 16 points, 4 for 10 from three-point range. Off the bench, 16. Towns, 24, 12, fouls out. But he was playing great. He was hustling. He was into it. Rebounded the ball, guarding Joker. He was into it. That's the Karl-Anthony Towns I want to see every game. Play with emotion. Play with fire. Play with fight. Hustle back. Don't bitch and moan to the refs. Because this Knicks team does that a lot. That annoys me with this Knicks team. The crying to the refs. Just get back and play defense. That's it. Now, what do the Knicks do? If they do anything at the deadline? Well, Ian Begley was on yesterday with Evan and Tiki. And he talked about Jose Alvarado still being the target. Now, we've mentioned that name for a while now. Homegrown local kid. Because what the hell's going on with Deuce McBride? I don't get it. His ankle. Nobody knows what's really going on with Deuce. No one at all. Except for the Knicks. When he's available, it's great. But it seems like he misses way too many games for long stretches of time. And the Knicks are in desperate need for a legit backup point guard. I know, oh, we got Kolick. Well, I don't think the coach believes in him. But Jose Alvarado, that dude gets down in the dirt, in the mud. He gets grimy. He has attitude. And I love it. I know he's undersized, but who cares? The guy gives everything he's got on the court. Everything. A scrapper, a fighter. He would throw hands with a 6'11 dude. He don't care. That's a dude I would love to see on his roster. What it's going to take, who knows? I don't think it'll take much. But if you can add him to this team, give some backcourt depth, I'll take it. I know the Knicks are in the market for another big. We'll see what happens with that. But you got to feel good about this stretch with the Knicks. 8 in a row. You have to. Regardless, you know, whether it was the Wizards, whether it was the Kings, you know, during that 2-9 stretch, they would have probably lost these games. And in fact, they did lose to the Kings, if I remember correctly, during the stretch. They lost to the Mavericks with Cooper Flagg and 4 guys from Walmart. Blown out at home. That was the low point of the season. That had everyone questioning this team. Yes, it was the middle of the season, but 2-9 for a team with championship aspirations when it's finals or bust. Not conference finals, NBA finals. 2-9 stretch? Unacceptable. Unacceptable. So what do they do since then? Win 8 in a row. Boots to asses. Let's not forget during that stretch, they beat the Sixers, they beat the Raptors, they beat the Lakers, they beat the Nuggets. So it's not like they're all scrubs. Yes, they beat the Kings. They avenged the loss. They beat the Nets, the Blazers. Blew out the Blazers, blew out the Wizards. That's what you do. That's what championship teams do. You beat up on the bad teams. Don't let them beat you up, which was happening during that 2-9 stretch. So what do the Knicks do? I don't think they do anything big. Just add some depth. And if they don't do anything, that's fine. You're the owner in this studio, in this very studio, say, this is a championship team. I don't know if they'll win the championship. But this team should get to the NBA Finals. You're going to say, well, Boston traded for Vucevic. You know, the Pistons made some moves. Well, we're going to find out on Friday night, the number one seed Pistons. Because this team wants to make a real statement. A real statement. Friday night, with all eyes in Detroit. They'll go to Detroit and beat them down. Physically, beat the Pistons down. Not win by two, win by three. I mean, go in there and make a statement. That's what I'm looking for the Knicks on Friday night. And I'll have Dexter Henry on after the game to join me to talk about the game on Friday night. So I'll be on 7 to midnight. But how confident are you, Knicks fans? This 8-game stretch, is it false hope? Is it a bunch of BS? Or is this the Knicks team that we've been expecting to see all season long? Team that goes out there, handles their business, and lets the league know, hey, we're here. We're a championship team. We believe in each other. Take us seriously. I'm happy with the defense with this team for sure. The turnaround. The communication. The way the team is gelled during the stretch. Guys taking accountability. Guys playing harder, which is, it's, I can't believe I'm saying that. Should be playing hard. It's your job. But it seems like Karl-Anthony Towns has taken this personally. Whether it's dominating on the boards, playing with emotion. That's what I want to see from Cat. That's what we all want to see from Karl-Anthony Towns. No one wants to see him crying and complaining, yelling at the refs, not getting back on defense. That's not Knick basketball. And it was nice to see him hit a couple threes as well. While Joker shot 13 to 14 threes, 1 for 14, something like that from three-point range. What the, you know what? 14 threes for Joker, 13? It's insane. But the Knicks get the W, 134-127 in the Garden. They've won 8 in a row. That overtime, the building was electric. I knew this was a game to be at. And Friday night, the rematch after the beatdown with the Detroit Pistons. A game I cannot wait to happen on Friday night.